From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nico Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo officially extended the enforcement period of the emergency state of public mobility restrictions known as the PPKM Level 4 until August 2, 2021, with few adjustments to the community activities and mobility that will be carried out in stages. The adjustments are that the traditional market selling basic daily needs are allowed to open as normal under strict health protocols. The traditional market selling other than basic needs are allowed to open until 3 p.m. with a maximum capacity of 50% and under strict health protocols predetermined by the regional government. Street vendors, grocery stores, voucher agents or outlets, barbershops, laundromats, hawkers, small workshops, vehicle wash services, and other similar small businesses are allowed to open under strict health protocols until 9 p.m., which technical rules are regulated by the regional government. Food stalls, street food vendors, and so on with open spaces are allowed to open under strict health protocols until 8 p.m. People are also allowed to dine in with a maximum visit times of 20 minutes. Governor of Bank Indonesia Peri Warjio said that the banking sector has disbursed loans worth 1.150 trillion rupiah to micro, small and medium enterprises MSMEs. In an online discussion in Jakarta on Sunday, he said that MSMEs are one of the pillars to encourage the Indonesian economy, including an economic recovery from COVID-19. He also explained that the amount of credit disbursed by banks to MSMEs is approximately 20.5% of the total bank credits. Therefore, MSMEs have succeeded in becoming one of the supporters of banks to channel financing. Governor Peri emphasized that MSMEs play a major role in the domestic economy by contributing to gross domestic products or GDP of 57.1% or around 7.304 trillion rupiah. The number of MSMEs is currently recorded at 65.5 million and has succeeded in absorbing 120 million workers or 96.6%. The Indonesian government unveiled on Sunday that the overwhelmed hospitals and COVID-19 patients arriving at hospitals with low oxygen saturation had contributed to the soaring death in the past week. According to Coordination Minister of Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, the soaring death rate was also triggered by the absence of carers for COVID-19 patients conducting self-isolation at home. The factors responsible for the hike in COVID-19 deaths were revealed as part of significant findings of recent field studies. He also shared the findings at the coordination meeting with several governors and district heads to discuss necessary measures to reduce the COVID-19 death rate in the island of Java and Bali on Saturday. Let's move on to the international news. The United States will continue to carry out airstrikes to support Afghan forces facing attack from the insurgent Taliban, U.S. Marine General Kenneth McKenzie said on Sunday, as U.S. and other international forces have drawn down troops in Afghanistan. The Taliban escalated its offensive in recent weeks, taking rural districts and surrounding provincial capitals after U.S. President Joe Biden said in April U.S. troops would be withdrawn by September, ending a 20-year foreign military presence. McKenzie, who leads U.S. Central Command, which controls U.S. forces for a region that includes Afghanistan, said a Taliban victory was not inevitable and a political solution remained a possibility. The European Union is sending four forest firefighting planes to Sardinia in response to a request from Italy to help tame fires that have swept across parts of the island, prompting the evacuation of hundreds of people. Two of the Canada Airlines amphibious planes used to pick up water to drop on fires are provided by French from the European Civil Protection Pool and two by Greece from the resources of the rescue program. The wildfires have hit the area of Montiferru in the central west of the island because of the heat wave, with over 4,000 hectares burned and 355 people evacuated. South Africa on Sunday lifted restrictions on the sale of alcohol on weekdays and the movement of people between provinces, as President Cyril Ramaphosa said a third wave of the coronavirus may have peaked. The state's case number began to decline in recent days. He moved the country down to an adjusted level 3 of coronavirus restrictions from immediate effect under a 5-level system, with the 5 being the highest. Under level 3, people can travel between provinces for leisure. Ramaphosa also announced that a nighttime curfew would start an hour later at 10 p.m. It would still finish at 4 a.m. The sale of alcohol from retail outlets will be permitted from Monday to Thursday, and restaurants will also be allowed to serve liquor. However, restrictions imposed on indoor and outdoor gatherings would be maintained. Algeria reimposed restrictions on gatherings from Monday to cope with the rapid spread of more infectious Delta variants of the coronavirus that has led to an increase in the number of patients. The measures, which will apply to 35 out of 58 provinces, including closing gyms, cultural centers, leisure venues, beaches, and used car markets, as well as an 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew. All gatherings, including wedding celebration, will be banned, while cafes and restaurants will be allowed to provide only takeaway services. That was the news.
Indonesia, dengan tulus dan ikhlas, ini pasti berlalu. Indonesia.
Wujud apresiasi kami kepada dokter, jururawat, relawan, TNI, Polri, dan semua pejuang kemanusiaan di garda terdepan yang menghadapi pandemi COVID-19. Kalian adalah pahlawan sejati.
Tak terang.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
President Joko Widodo appreciated the initiative of private entrepreneurs to create a Gotong Royong or Mutual Cooperation Oxygen House to accommodate patients infected with the coronavirus. The facility is expected to reduce pressures on hospitals, especially in a number of provinces with high bed occupancy rate. When directly inspecting the first Gotong Royong Oxygen House located in Pulau Gadung area, East Jakarta, last Saturday, President Joko Widodo stated that the construction of the oxygen house, which can accommodate 500 patients, will be 100% completed in early August 2021. On this occasion, he hopes that similar initiative can be carried out not only in Jakarta, but also in other areas. According to President Joko Widodo, the addition of this capacity will reduce the hospital bed occupancy rate. The Gotong Royong Oxygen House itself is a semi-permanent health facility specifically equipped with oxygen supply devices and treatment beds for COVID-19 patients with moderate symptoms. The facility was established adjacent to the oxygen plants so as to ensure the availability of oxygen with direct access via a pipe from the oxygen plant to the Gotong Royong Oxygen House. The presence of the oxygen house is expected to help COVID-19 patients who need access to medical oxygen, while hospitals can be used for those who require more intensive care. The Gotong Royong Oxygen House does require comprehensive cooperation among all parties, both the government and the private sector. This is in order to provide health facilities to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic, which is currently still having a high rate of spread. It is hoped that the constructions of the Gotong Royong Oxygen House in Jakarta will be followed by similar steps especially in areas where the positive number of COVID-19 infection is still high. In addition, public awareness to continue to adhere to strict health protocols is also very necessary to contain the spread of COVID-19 in Indonesia. As the saying goes, prevention is better than cure.
Today in history starts with the event on July 26, 1922, the birth of Chairul Anwar. Chairul Anwar, who was born in Medan July 26, 1922, is a prominent Indonesian poet. He has written 96 works, including 70 poems. Along with Asrul Sani and Rifai Apin, he was crowned by H.P. Jassin as the pioneer of the 45th generation, as well as a modern Indonesian poet. He is also nicknamed Si Binatang Jalang from his work entitled Me. After publishing his first poem in 1942, Chairul continued to write. His poetry concerns various themes ranging from rebellion, death, individualism, and existentialism until multiple interpretation. Next event was in 1963, the Skopje earthquake. The 1963 Skopje earthquake was a 6.1 moment earthquake that occurred in Skopje, Macedonia on July 26, 1963, which killed more than 1,000 people, injured between 3,000 and 4,000, and left more than 200,000 homeless. This earthquake caused about 80% of the city to be destroyed. The last event of July 26th was in 1965, the independence of Maldives. The Republic of the Maldives is an archipelago consisting of a group of atolls in the Indian Ocean. The Maldives is located in the south-southwest of India, about 700 km southwest of Sri Lanka. July 26, 1965 is a historic day for the Maldives that declared its independence from the United Kingdom. And listener, that's Today in History.
Selalu bersama walau hujan coba hentikan kita seakan miliki dunia peluk diriku takkan pernah ku lepas itu katamu, katamu. Hanya salahku terlalu meninggikanmu membuat otakku tak berfungsi apa-apa untuk diriku hingga terlihat seperti bulan tertutup awan hari ini ku ternyata kau hanya masa lalu. Semua mimpi ternyata abu-abu. Sendiri terbayang-bayang masa-masa bersama tak sedikit goreskan luka di dadaku
hanya terlihat tersenyum dalam terluka. Hari ini ku mengerti, oh, ku pikir kau lama sah depanku, ternyata kau hanya masa lalu. Semua mimpi ternyata bintang yang kita tuju, tak satu pun pulau yang ku sentuh. Semua janji ternyata abu-abu. Ternyata kau hanya masa lalu. Semua mimpi ternyata abu-abu. Seribu bintang yang kita tuju, tak satu pun pulau yang ku sentuh. Semua janjimu ternyata abu-abu.
Listen to Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Trade Muhammad Lutfi is optimistic that Indonesia's export performance will be more promising following the recorded $1.32 billion trade balance surplus for the June 2021 period. In his statement, Thursday, July 22nd, the minister said that although the COVID-19 pandemic has not ended, he is confident in the prospect of the export of Indonesia's products that are rising well. He assessed that Indonesia's leading commodities will continue to contribute to export performance following the surplus trend in the future. Muhammad Lutfi explained, in the June 2021 period, Indonesia's total export recorded a value of $18.55 billion, an increase of 9.52% compared to May 2021, or an increase of 54.46% compared to June 2020. Non-oil and gas export in June 2021 were recorded at $17.31 billion. Some of Indonesia's main non-oil and gas export commodities, which grew quite high in June 2021 when compared to the previous months, included steel, vehicle and their parts, ore, slag and metal ash, machinery and electrical equipment, and footwear. Lutfi added that the government is also improving the industrial structure to support the export potentials of high-tech industrial and industrial products such as iron and steel and automotive. According to Lutfi, iron and steel export growth in January to June 2021 increased to 92% compared to the same period the previous year. This shows that Indonesia is evolving from a producer of raw goods and semi-finished goods to a producer of industrial goods and high-tech industries. In addition to support jewelry exports, especially to the Middle East region, Lutfi explained the Ministry of Trade is exploring trade cooperation with the United Arab Emirates. The cooperation is expected to encourage an increase in Indonesia's jewelry exports to the United Arab Emirates.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
waspada corona, cuci tanganlah setiap hari. Jaga selalu jarakmu ketika kita berinteraksi. Ingatlah jaga kesehatan, jaga kebersihan, sementara jangan bercabat tangan, demi kebaikan keamanan kita bersama. Marilah bersatu padu, stop penyebaran virus corona. Tetap tenang, tidak panik, tingkatkan kewaspadaan. Marilah kita berjuang, cegah penyebaran virus corona.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Jika memang benar cinta tak pernah salah. Lantas mengapa banyak yang menghalang? Jika memang benar sang waktu yang tak tepat, lantas mengapa kita dipertemukan? Berdebat hebat, nurani dan ego ini, oh Tuhan tolonglah, hapus semua rasa ku mencintai dia yang telah berbuah. Oh Tuhan tolonglah, batinku tersiksa, nurani berkata ku harus lepaskan dia. Semesta ini sedang mencoba mengajari kita untuk lebih dewasa. Walaupun berat, akan tetap ku coba menjalani semua yang terasa benar. Berdebat hebat, semua rasa ku mencintai dia yang telah berbuah. Oh Tuhan tolonglah, batinku tersiksa, nurani berkata ku harus lepaskan.
Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, Kabasaran dance is a traditional dance of the Minahasa community. The word Kabasaran comes from the word wasal, meaning a rooster. The dancers are called Kawasalan, which means dancing by imitating the movements of two fighting roosters. The word Kawasalan was later changed to Kabasaran, which is a combination of the two words, Kawasal Nisarian. Kawasal means accompanying and following the dance movements, while Sarian is a war leader who leads the traditional Minahasa warrior dance. The development of the Manado Malay language then changed the letter W to B so that the word changed to Kabasaran. The Kabasaran dance movement is quite energetic and it symbolizes the spirit of a war soldier. The dance movement is led by a performance leader called Tombolu. In general, the basic structure of the Kabasaran dance consists of 9 sword moves or santi, or 9 spear moves or wenko. The dancers dance while carrying swords inherited from generation to generation. This dance generally consists of 3 acts. The first movement is Chaka Lele, which comes from the word Saka, meaning to fight, and Lele, which means to chase and jump. The second round is called Kumoyak, coming from the word Koyak, which means swing a sharp sword to calm oneself from anger when fighting. The last movement is Lalayaan. In this part, the dancers dance freely and happily. Now, this dance is not only danced by adult men, but also performed by women and children. Kabasaran dance is accompanied by the sound of drums or small gongs and other percussion instruments such as gongs. The costumes used are in red shirts and pants. The dancers also use Minahasa woven cloth called kokera, pasolongan, tinonton, and patola. In addition to using clothes, dancers also wear a Kabasaran hat. The original Kabasaran hat is made of a headband cloth decorated with the feathers of rooster, taung bird, and cendrawasi bird. There are also canoes or tiwoho flower stalk decorations. Other ornaments include lele or necklaces, wongpur, calf covers, rerengen or bells, which are made of brass and tied to a part of the body that is easy and active to move, usually below the knee or on the ankles. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
kusangka kau yang datang isi hariku, buatku tersenyum, lupakan semua luka yang telah lalu. Cinta yang sebenarnya membawa kabut gelap. Kau hadir membawa langit cerah, sinari hariku. Belum pernah ku merasa sespesial ini, senyaman ini, hingga
the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about transportasi, which means transportation. So stay tuned.
Here is the conversation entitled Dilarang Parkir, which means no parking. This dialogue is between Kevin and Mela. Mela drives a car and stops on the side of a road where there is a no parking sign. Let's listen to the conversation.
Kita dilarang parkir di sini.
Oh iya, kita cari tempat parkir terdekat.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Dilarang, dilarang, which means prohibited. Tidak boleh, tidak boleh, which means cannot. Parkir, parkir, which means park. Di sini, which means here. Kita, kita, which means we. Cari, cari, which means find. Tempat parkir, which means parking lot. Terdekat, terdekat, which means nearby. Kita dilarang parkir di sini. Kita dilarang parkir di sini, which means we cannot park here. Kita cari tempat parkir terdekat. Kita cari tempat parkir terdekat, which means we find parking lot nearby. Kereta rel listrik. Kereta rel listrik, which means commuter line. Kita dilarang naik kereta rel listrik. Kita dilarang naik kereta rel listrik, which means we cannot take commuter line. Karena pandemi, which means due to pandemic. Dilarang makan, which means no eating. Penumpang, penumpang, which means passenger. Para penumpang dilarang makan di dalam KRL. Para penumpang dilarang makan di dalam KRL, which means passengers cannot eat in the commuter line. In the dialogue, you hear Kevin say, "Kita dilarang parkir di sini." Kita dilarang parkir di sini, which means we cannot park here. In the statement, there is the word dilarang, dilarang, which means prohibited or no. It is used to show information that we are prohibited to do something. Let's listen to the other examples to show information that we are prohibited to do something. Kita dilarang naik kereta rel listrik karena pandemi. Kita dilarang naik kereta rel listrik karena pandemi, which means we cannot take commuter line due to pandemic. Para penumpang dilarang makan di dalam kereta rel listrik. Para penumpang dilarang makan di dalam kereta rel listrik, which means passengers cannot eat in the commuter line. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kita dilarang parkir di sini.
Oh iya, kita cari tempat parkir terdekat.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa!
Andai ku bisa permudah semua rasa asa dalam dada ini, rindu ini, tapi ku tahu itu semua belum saatnya. Andai ku kita lepaskan semua. Lepas asa dalam dada ini, rindu ini. Tapi ku tahu itu semua indah pada waktunya. Sayangku ingin kau tahu rasa di dalam hatiku menggebu. Sayangku jangan kau ragu, kau selalu milikku. Satu, cintaku takkan terbagi dua. Andai ku bisa lepaskan semua, hempas asa dalam dada ini, rindu ini. Tapi ku tahu itu semua indah pada waktunya.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener Music Corner for today presents a keroncong song entitled Melati Kesuma by Indah Susanti. This song was composed by Marjo Kahar. The song Melati Kesuma describes a person who admires a woman and wants to marry her. Waiting for a while is not a problem for him. He hopes that Melati Kesuma, which means jasmine, will scent his soul and not be separated forever. Alright listener, here is Indah Susanti with the keroncong song entitled Melati Kesuma. Happy listening!
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vonews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vonews.id. I'm Putri Savitri Ardella. See you on the next English program.